Well, today, Missouri Governor Mike Parson has been in Southwest Missouri's Joplin. He was there very early this morning, and Governor Parson then went up to Springfield to travel to Bass Pro and Cox Health and talking to reporters in Springfield about the state's gradual reopening. I'm Brian Houseworth. Today is Monday. It's May the 4th, and today is the first day of Phase 1 of the governor's reopening plan. And our Lieutenant Governor, Mike Keough, kind enough to talk to us for a few minutes here about the state's reopening and what he is seeing and hearing as well. Lieutenant Governor, it's always a pleasure. What are you hearing right now across the state with the reopening?
Brian, it is absolutely a pleasure for me to be on with you today. I'm hearing a lot of great things. Missourians are ready to get back to work and ready to get on with their lifestyle. And as you mentioned, this is a gradual phased-in opening, but it really does set the tone for us moving forward, both economically, socially, et cetera, to let Missourians, you know, get it back on with their lives, let businesses get back open and get people back in the workforce and get our economy rolling again.
When you talk about the economy, obviously, when you talk about Lieutenant Governor's office, you're involved in many, many things, but tourism is a big issue with the state. The governor was at Bass Pro today. That's a huge company, but it has a ripple effect all across the economy, companies like Bass Pro.
Well, sure, the ripple effect is being felt across many of our business sectors, I would say, across the country and across the state. But yes, as a member of the Tourism Commission last week, the Tourism Commission voted to form a special task force on tourism operations. We put together 16 companies from around the state that are both private and public. So we have everything from state parks to the aquarium in St. Louis to convention and visitors bureaus in Kansas City, Negro League Baseball Museum in Kansas City, convention and visitor bureau operators from Springfield and the Lake Area. So we are working together on what it takes to get some of these tourism operations up and running and how Missourians and people from around our surrounding states, quite frankly, can visit those attractions, feel safe, and then make sure the employees are safe and they have a great experience. So the tourism industry is very anxious and ready to highlight Missouri's tourism assets and get them open to the public again.
Lieutenant Governor, there have been concerns about some hot spots, if you will. I don't know if that's the right term, but areas where we've had some high rates, and including the Triumph Foods plant in St. Joseph. Last time, as of this morning, they're up to, let me look here, 373 employees and contract workers. Almost all those are asymptomatic, but nonetheless have tested positive. Your thoughts on that? Because that's obviously a concern.
Sure it is. And if you'll recognize, Missourians will look at what the governor has proposed, which is his four pillars to opening up the state. Some of those pillars are really important in that conversation when you talk about hotspots. Number one is testing. Governor Parson and his team have done a fantastic job of securing more tests so that more Missourians can be tested. And the more availability we have on testing, the better off we'll be able to isolate those hotspots and then ask those people, Brian, to quarantine. As you know, 80% of the people who get COVID-19 can quarantine at home. A large percent are asymptomatic, so we're identifying those people. And the more we can identify where COVID-19 is and quarantine it, the better are we have in spreading and, you know, having the spread continue. We've went from doing 2,000 to 3,000 tests a week to the state this week. We'll be ready to do 50,000 tests a week. So Missourians shouldn't be alarmed. We'll probably see our COVID numbers go up, but that's because we have the ability to test more. The good news is it helps us isolate those people. Also part of that four-tiered plan is having enough hospital resources for Missourians. So when they do identify the folks who can't quarantine at home and do need a little extra resources, the Missouri Hospital Association has announced last week their partners, they're ready to handle Missourians as we need help across the state to help contain this. And then last, one of the big pillars is PPE, making sure our frontline police, fire, ambulance workers, as well as our hospital folks are ready to take on those people and they have the right personal protection equipment. So all of those things play into what you mentioned, and all of those things get us in a spot to be ready to open up and move forward.
Tons of information there, and I appreciate the information about the testing, too, about how we're ready to do now 50,000 tests a week. That's huge. Lieutenant Governor, I'll give you the final word. Mr. Keough, anything you want to add, feel free.
Well, sure. I think Missourians have done a great job in helping each other, helping their neighbors, protecting the elderly. I've been incredibly proud of some of the stories I've heard of what Missouri's businesses, as well as just average people off the street, are doing to help each other out. We need to continue to do that. We need to continue to make sure we're watching our personal hygiene and safety standards and keeping some distancing and gradually get our economy going again. People want to do it. They want to do the right thing. We are a great state. I tell everybody we're the show me state, and we're going to show the country on how you can come out of this safely and get your economy rolling again.